Hello, you're listening to Female Fronted with myself, Tilly Bean, here on Silent Radio.
They said every day's like this, days I wanna disappear, since there isn't much here for me.
With myself, Tilly Bean, and joining me as always is Cameron Berg. Say hi.
Hello, it's me, Cameron.
That was a new track from a New Jersey band called Reality Suite, and as you can tell, it's about mental health, and it's the single after the release of their 2019 album Awaken. So they're making new music again. It's been quite highly anticipated with the following that they've got in the States. And I found this track from watching, well, of course, I follow the bands that we put on the show on Instagram. And I quite closely follow Kiss Kiss Kill because they're brilliant. And it came up on their Instagram that they'd done, they've been doing videos through lockdown because they can't really be making music. They've been doing Zoom calls and talking about new singles by bands that they like that have come out and watching their music videos and doing all this chatting and stuff. And so they put on their YouTube channel that Reality Suite had done a music video for this track. So I watched that video just one morning in bed with tea, and watched it, liked it. Hadn't heard of this band before, and they were very kind enough to send us the singles. So thank you to Brian and thank you to Kimmy. So yeah, what did you think of it, Cam?
I loved it, actually. Yeah, like, I think, like, with Friends of Kiss Kiss Kill, like, you can always get, like, good quality, I think.
Yeah,
like, I follow them quite closely on, like, social media and stuff, and they're just, like, a really fun band. But this is, like, it's new and it's actually really, really good, surprisingly as well. When I, like, searched this, like, online, I couldn't really find much about it. But then, like, listening to the song, you're like, well, this should be, like, a big thing. We keep finding it on female fronted. Like, why isn't this more popular? It makes me sad.
Yeah. I did do some Googling, and I had a little read of an article. And apparently this was produced by a producer who I've forgotten the name. And they have been nominated for a Grammy in previous years.
Oh, right.
So Grammy-nominated producer has been working on this. So that's why I did think that, like, for a band that I thought was quite low key, to have something of such high quality was really good to see.
Yeah.
They've been working with some pretty, like, people that are quite prominent in the industry, so that's good.
Yeah, it's really good. That's, like, you know, that's moving up to the top. Hopefully the producer isn't like that guy from Cool Runnings who's, like, fallen from fame. He's found doing coke in the bathroom and now he'll never get back again. Hopefully it's not one of those. But we'll see.
Yeah. And it's obviously about mental health, Triggers I Survived, and it's about, you know, living with the demons inside your head. And we thought that this was quite a good chance to address something that's happened in the last week or 2 weeks. 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And that is that Marilyn Manson has been outed by quite a lot of women now, started with Evan Rachel Wood, to be an abuser and a rapist and all of these bad things, just
basically
general violence towards women. Yeah. We felt like we just need to address this, that this has happened.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think we'll talk about it a bit more next week because, of course, we've got a plan for this episode. But obviously, more information is bound to come to light in the next 2 weeks. So we'll do a big thing on it next time. But you've been doing a lot of keeping up with this, Cameron.
Yeah. It's been absolutely mental. And what I've been looking up, I've been sort of cooking up a big list of things to talk about with Marilyn Manson. So this will have to wait for another episode because this episode is the Grammys. We've decided we didn't like what the Grammys had to offer for, like, this year. So we're going to make our own. This is the Siren female fronted Grammys. We're doing it different. We're doing it better. We know more. We're not going to nominate Poppy for a metal Grammy.
Yeah.
I'm still annoyed.
Yeah, so annoyed. Yeah, so we'll talk about Marilyn Manson a little bit more next time, 2 weeks' time. But for now, we have the anticipated Femmys. So this is our take on the Best Metal Performance category, in which Poppy was nominated. And we didn't think it was right. So we have put together a list of all of our favourite releases from that same time period that the Grammys would be covering, and we're going to just play them all for you. We're just going to do track after track after track after track, not much talking because we've played them all before. So get ready for some good tunes.
Boom.
What's our first one?
What is our first one?
Okay, I thought you had a list as well. I have a list. It's underneath by Code Orange.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the talking?
Okay, yeah, so Code Orange is underneath is the only one on this I think has actually been really nominated for a Grammy. And it is, like, spiritual successor of Nine Inch Nails' industrial metal. But it, like, takes it up a notch, and it is absolutely gorgeous. We talked about it last week. We actually played it last week as well. Where it was just, like, it is mind-boggling. It's a full-on cerebral experience just to hear it. And it's so well produced and so well put together that it's... It touches me in places that I think might be illegal.
This has been actually nominated for a Grammy, so this is underneath by Code Orange, and I think it's our favourite to win this category particularly anyway. was Underneath by Code Orange, and our next track is Legacy by Unleash the Archers. We played this a few months ago now.
Yep.
And I loved it. I think it should be nominated for a Grammy because of the journey that this song takes you on, and there's a beautiful resolution at the end that just make it just like I see. If I had, is it synesthesia?
Synesthesia.
It would be orange and yellow.
Orange and yellow. Hold on, what?
It would be the colours I would see would be orange.
Autumnal. Yeah. Right, right, okay. Yeah. It's like really good. It's like epic. I sort of feel like this could replace the soundtrack of like Lord of the Rings or something, if yeah. like need be. I want this in a blockbuster.
Cool. Here's Legacy by Unleash the Archers by Under the Archers.
We'll be right back.
Mighty by Unleash the Archers. And my next suggestion for a Grammy is Noise by Nightwish. And I don't understand how this wasn't nominated for a Grammy, because it did storm the world, this whole album, when it came out.
Yeah. It's like part opera, like, on it. It's got a whole symphony section at the end of it. I cannot even fathom how, like, big this was when it came out.
Mm.
It, like... And Noise was, like, I think the top it off bit. It was actually my number one most listened to song in my Spotify Wrapped. It was absolutely mental. I love this song so much. It's dystopian. It's symphonic. It's got this, like, epic feel to it that you just don't get ever in anything else. And, of course, I think it's Marco Hayatella's last written song.
Yeah. Yes, I think it might be. Oh, yeah. So we're doing this for that
for
guy.
Marco. For Marco. Marco.
We're doing this for Marco.
May enjoy his retirement.
May he enjoy his retirement. May Nightwish find a good stand-in, because he is irreplaceable.
He really is. He was there before Floor Jansen.
Yes.
I was actually shocked to find out, in the Phantom of the Opera, there are two versions of Phantom of the Opera, and the main reason is one's Floor Jansen, one is the person before Floor Jansen.
Ooh.
So, as it turns out, Marco Hayatella is the opera singer of the two. He isn't, like, you know, he's not the backup character, he is the main character.
Yeah. We should find that version with the person who's in the band before Floor and play that at some point.
Oh, it's as good. It's fantastic. But anyway, we're not talking about
anyway,
that.
Anyway, this
about
is Noise by Nightwish, nominated for a Femi.
Let's make some noise!
Noise by Nightwish, and our next suggestion, we keep putting it in our favourites shows. Whenever we do a little favourite shows, it always shows up. Sakura Rising by Wagaki Band.
Yeah, Wagakaki Band, that's what I'm getting anyway. And of course, how am I forgetting your name? Of Evan Hessens, how do I forget?
Who what? Amy Lee.
Amy Lee, of course! Amy Lee, yeah!
Amy Lee, yeah. I do also want to find the version of Bring Me To Life that they did together.
They did a Bring Me To Life version together?
Yeah, they did a live version, I think right before... Yeah, they met when Wagaki Band invited her to do a show with them in Japan. And they... Because they'd done a kind of Japanese orchestration for that, for Bring Me To Life. Because, of course, on the Best Of album that Amy Lee did with a full orchestra, she did an actual orchestration for, like, a Western orchestra. So they kind of took that and worked with it. They got Amy Lee to go and do the show together. And then I think when lockdown happened, they did Sakura Rising and wanted her to sing on it. Yeah. And it's a connection between the West and the East. And I think they wrote it because the whole world had just gone into lockdown. So they did a song that was like, you know, we will see each other again. Nothing can tear us apart. You know, I will find you again. And it was like a kind of like uplifting thing. I love this song. I think the orchestration on it is brilliant. I love the incorporation of classical Japanese instrumentation. And I love the songwriting. And then it's just epic. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. It's East meets West, and no other thing has ever done it as well.
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
It's fantastic. Not even George Harrison could do this.
Nothing to start when we started. So The new Silent Radio.
How do you like your radio news? Do you want it with a little bit of extra sparkle? Try this. Siren Radio News Extra, every Friday, just after 5.
This is Siren Radio.
107.3.
So next up on our pick, after that was, well, that was obviously Secure Rising, but now I'd like to nominate Endo by Devilskin. It's this amazing song by a New Zealand band that I've always adored for like years upon years upon years. And basically it's about endometriosis, which the main singer suffered from for a long time. It's this really powerful song, and Devilskin are severely overlooked in the metal community. This is from their new album, Red, which is all as good as this song is, but Endo really sticks out as being that, like, standout, amazing, beautiful song. So, here it is.
I can't shake this wrapped around my ribs, squeezing my lungs tighter till I'm out of breath. Put my pieces back into one. Put the oxygen in and come undone.
By Devilskin, nominated for a Femi, the female fronted Femis. That's what we're doing today. And our next song nominated will be On the Top, the live in Melbourne version by Ginger. We're playing this one specifically because if we're going by the timeline, the album that this song is off was released last year in 2020. And the actual album, studio album that On the Top was written for and put onto was Macro, which was released in 2019, I think just before the tail end of 2019, which is kind of included in this time period that we're going with. But also, the live version is better. Ginger are an incredible live band, and this live album has kind of given us a taster of what their live gigs are like, and also the happiness that comes with hearing live music. There's also quite a nice bit of talking at the beginning. They're from the Ukraine, and this is very British of me, but it makes the music sound so much better when Tatiana is talking in her accent at the beginning. I just love it. I just really like it.
Ginger are like really good advice.
Metal. I love it. Yeah.
I think like the dirtier Ginger sound, the better they are. Like it's kind of like I'd love if they just recorded everything from a garage. Like that was just filled with like stuff that is not safe for musical compliance. Like it's really, really gross. I think like another honorable mention from Ginger's like live albums is Judgment and Punishment as well.
Yes.
I really love Judgment and Punishment.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. There's also on Micro, which was the little EP that came before Macro. That's quite a nice pairing. Teacher, Teacher is a bloody good song as well.
Ooh, I haven't heard that one. I'll plug that one on after we're done in the studio. But
yeah, definitely. So this is On the Top Live in Melbourne by Ginger.
Now we're slowly climbing to the very top of this world. Together with you, of course, Australia.
that was our Femmies. And, well, I think they're pretty good. They're damn better than, like, the Grammys. Still angry that Poppy got nominated for a heavy metal song. I mean, it wasn't a bad heavy metal song, but it's not what we want, is it? So, yeah, that was our Femmies. All ladies, all great, all amazing.
I'm quite proud of this list. I think we've done pretty well. I think there's a good amount of women, of course, but there's also bands from different areas of the rock spectrum. I like it.
Yeah, we're all over the place here, and across the world as well. We've literally done Britain to New Zealand. That's all the world round. We've done it.
Yeah, we've done it. I advise the people that sit on the panel at the Grammys to look at this and take note. But at the end, we are going to do an honourable mention. Mm-hmm. Probably normally at the Grammys, this would be something like, it wouldn't exactly be a lifetime achievement, but it would be something along those lines.
Yeah, here it's is like Leonardo award. DiCaprio.
Awesome. Yeah. And our award for being awesome goes to Taylor Momsen and The Pretty Reckless. So we're going to play Death by Rock and Roll because this album is going to be incredible. And it is out in a few days.
Yeah, it's not long at all. It's 3 days.
Two days.
2 days.
Yeah.
Two days.
So look out for the highly anticipated hashtag PTR4, Death by Rock and Roll. This is the leading track single from the album Death by Rock and Roll. This is the song Death by Rock and Roll by The Pretty Reckless. I've been Tilly Bean. This has been Cameron Berg.
I've been.
And this has been the female fronted on Siren Radio Femmies. See you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
Jenny died of suicide with a candle burning in her eye. But in my tombstone when I go, just put death by rock and roll. What he was on, but he broke the needle and dead and gone. But in my tombstone when I go, just put death by rock and roll. I wanna go with a shotgun blast. I wanna go. Gun too heavy in her hand. In my tombstone when I go, just put death by rock and roll. Janie had steel in her bones, but she burned away wood into stone. But on my tombstone when I go, put death by rock and roll. I wanna go with a shotgun blast. I wanna go with a woman on her back. I wanna go with the sickness in my throat. I wanna go. We'll be right back.
death by